America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope you're doing well in those nooks and crannies and getting ready for another Nail the Score. We have reason to celebrate. Woohoo! The NFL reached a deal with their referees. They're getting more money and the pension benefits that they wanted. An 8-year deal. They are laughing all the way to the bank. The referees knew they had a few legs to stand on, at least the union did, because they were watching the poor officiating. Talk about pathetic calls. I'm sorry, when you have lingerie refs in the NFL officiating games, there's a problem. And there were a lot of problems. Monday night capped it when Green Bay should have won against Seattle. They didn't. Gamblers lost a ton of dough. And suddenly Roger Goodell and the NFL was willing to cut a deal with the union. It has to be ratified, but the referees are going to be on the field Thursday night in Baltimore. So how about that? That's huge. And Nail the Score is coming up in our next segment, so it's perfect timing. I have no idea what the game of the week is. We won't know until our supercomputer picks the game. Then we can tell you. I bet Mitt Romney wishes he had a supercomputer. He knows he is dog-tired as he is tearing up the shoe leather all over Ohio, along with his tag team partner, Paul Ryan. They're trying to desperately appeal to everyone they can, knowing that there's a history with the state of Ohio. If the Republican is to go on to win, they have all won Ohio. There is nobody, if you go back in presidential history, who's been a Republican who hasn't won Ohio, in other words. So lots of ads have been playing with Mitt Romney being sort of the softer, gentler Mitt Romney, talking about jobs and what you're feeling and that kind of stuff as he looks into the camera, not attacking Obama, none of that, just focusing on the people of Ohio. That's not lost on the president's men. After all, he was elected through the genius, because they have to give him credit. David Axelrod and Robert Gibbs especially knew how to game the system when it came to social media. So they're back at it again, and Obama is at college campuses, although not to the size of crowds that he was appealing to back in 2008 in Ohio. He was at a couple of college campuses. There was 5,000 or 6,000 kids that were there screaming and yelling and holding signs and all that stuff. I think the youth vote is really kind of a coin flip. In fact, most of the millennials, in other words, people that are in their 20s, might not even go out and vote. They can't find jobs. They're living with their parents. They don't feel like there's any hope and change. They don't feel like anybody's offering them any hope and change. I think just absolutely won't vote. At some point, we just have to say enough is enough, but I don't know how you crack down on this. We've had many security experts on the show, including the head of McAfee, who talked about how many people they hire who do nothing but come up with scenarios and look for malware and do everything they can to capture whatever the latest thing is down the pike. It's so tough to keep up with. So now we got two more banks, U.S. Bank and PNC, that have had problems with their customer websites after more possible cyber attacks. They had a bunch of delays. They're trying to fix the problem. And the big problem is the fact that they know somebody's getting in there, whether it's malware or whatever it might be, but there's a big-time threat here. They're hacking in. Remember, JP Morgan Chase and Bank of America had site problems last week. Wells Fargo had access problems. When that happens, you know they got you. So Senator Joe Lieberman, a short-termer, says he thinks Iran was behind the Chase and Bank of America attacks. And last week, the Financial Services Information Sharing Group, and they have an analysis center, they said that the cyber threat level, this is what they said, went from high to elevated because of potential attacks. This is scary. And it makes you wonder if you should do all the online banking, if you constantly change your passwords, and, you know, what is the sense of doing that if then you go in and you have to pay bills or you have to check a balance and they want you to go paperless. Everybody's pushing you, go paperless, be green, go paperless. And then you go in and you can't get in because you've been hacked out. That's scary. And as many of you know, that happened to me with just regular email once, and it was a nightmare because any person who was in my system got an email that I was being held for ransom in England. And sure enough, how and why and were they thinking or didn't have a cup of coffee when they got the email, I don't know, but they believed it was true, maybe three or four people. In the bank part of it, you're worried about your coin. And U.S. Bank is part of U.S. Bank Corp, which is the number 8 financial company asset-wise. If you look at the figures, and PNC is huge on the East Coast. I'm big. You see PNC everywhere you go. And that's I think this is the wave of the future, that we're going to see more and more of this, more of these attacks and people with different malware, things that are disguised, things that look like bank statements, things that get people confused and they don't know what to click on. And then if they just hit something to even get out of it, sometimes they're tricky enough where you're just, you're stuck because it freezes everything and you're not quite sure what to do. Not quite sure what to do. All right, this is just plain creepy, and I don't even know why I'm bringing this up at the top of the show, except for if you've listened to America Tonight at all, and maybe it's because I have relatives in Florida, I have a fascination with the whole alligator thing. You know, they have an alligator land in Orlando, and I've been there, and it's just wild to see all those alligators. You can actually feed them, and I have done it. But how about this Florida guy who is offering gators to swim at children's pool parties? You know, sometimes parents go over the top with their parties, with ponies and everything else that they trot out. Would you trot out the alligators? Florida kids interacting with alligators at pool parties? The company is called Alligator Attraction, and they bring tiny alligators. I've seen these tiny alligators to these pool parties in Tampa Bay, and they let guests swim with them and take pictures. The guy who owns it charges $175 for guests to interact with these creatures, and it was just a beachside thing. People would come up and get their pictures taken with the alligators, and then they started doing the pool party thing when business kind of slowed on the beaches, and it has now bounced back. That's a true entrepreneur, right, in every sense of the word. His business is booming. But the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission said that they got a ton of calls from concerned people that the parties were dangerous. Dangerous. However, they say there's no safety violations. Isn't it a violation of the law? Are you allowed to throw alligators in pools? Little baby alligators? I mean, is it safe? I don't know. As a parent, would you let your kids swim with alligators? I'm just saying. Coming up on the flip side, nail the score. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
American Gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
What will it be this time around? There is a slew of action and the refs are back. How exciting. And looking at the games, you've got, Houston on a roll, undefeated, taking on Tennessee. And they're at home. I like Houston in that one. I'm just going to throw in my 2 cents. Who knows what's going to happen between San Francisco and the Jets. It is in New York. Maybe the Jets will make a better appearance. They've barely won their games. Arizona, they're like world beaters. Arizona's unbelievable. 3-0 right at this point. Seattle, they have like the luck of the Irish on their backs. And then as you go further down in the games, they get deeper and later in the day. Chicago and Dallas is the Monday night game. You would think Dallas would bounce back, too, even though they won their last game. But who knows? That's why Donovan Mattson gets paid the big bucks to let the computer fly and pick the game of the week. The computer must be sweet. It's not. It was there. Okay, so the game of the week, the Giants at Philadelphia. It's at the link. Philly is 2-1. The Giants are 2-1. Eli Manning, Michael Vick. The Eagles look terrible against Arizona. It wasn't even a contest. What happens to the Giants deeper in the season? They seem to get better. Which Giants team are we going to see? Which Eagles team are we going to see? That, my friends, is the game of the week. So if you want to take a stab at it, please do. Jingle these numbers, 855-266-KATE. I'll give you the numbers, 855. I say this all the time when I look down at a number. When somebody spells something out, a lot of times I can't tell you, but Kate's pretty easy. The numbers are pretty easy to find, but 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. So for me, this is tough. This is tough for a couple of reasons. One, I am not shy about telling you I'm a lifelong Eagles fan, but I just have no handle on this team. Was Arizona just that good last time around? The Giants coming off of the Super Bowl win. It's in Philadelphia. Will there be an advantage to this? They won their last game in Philadelphia by a point. You know, their two wins were crazy. Cleveland barely winning that one, low scoring. Barely beating Baltimore. Baltimore played well. I mean, actually, the two teams made that kind of an interesting contest, but it was 1 point and then got blown out by Arizona. So here's what I think. I am terrible at picking against the Eagles or for the Eagles, but I'm picking the Eagles in this one. I think the Eagles will win it. And I think what we're going to see here in this one, because in the end they're going to get some cheap touchdowns maybe, I think we'll see a close game, though. 24-21. You may have a different score. If you like my score, by the way, you can take that score because I am not eligible to win any of the swag. But you are, my friends, so... You have the numbers. You can also send me your guess at americatonight.net. Click on the email and bada bing, as Tony Soprano would say, you are win. You are in. Although Tony Soprano would pick the Giants to beat the Eagles. No New Yorker is picking the Eagles in this game. Are you listening, New York? You know it. You're all about Big Blue. There's no way you would pick the rivals down the turnpike, no matter how you analyze this, if you even do a preview of it. And it's just like the polls. You can twist these stats to mean all kinds of different things. Eli Manning, he's got over 1,000 yards. Vic, just under 1,000 yards. You can look at injuries. You can look at wide receivers. But I think it's all nonsense. You just got to go with your gut. Just go with your gut. Trust me on this one. Dan in Texas. He gets to double dip on this one. Dano, what do you think?
I am here.
Do you like the Eagles or do you like Big Blue?
I'm going to go with Big Blue 28-21.
28-21. Dan, you did that just to be contrary, didn't you?
Yes, I did. one more thing. I've been noticing a tendency of the news media to talk about the debt that students have. Look for Obama to forgive all student debt just to get himself elected.
Forgive all student debt? That would be huge.
That's what he'll do.
Ah, you don't have to pay. You don't have to pay it back.
You watch and see if I ain't right.
I'm all right. We'll watch. We'll see what happens there, Dan.
Bye bye.
That would be too much money, Dano. The theory of the magic wand and waving it, are you kidding? If he did that, of course, every student would vote for him, but no way. There's no way you can forgive the student debt. That's not going to happen. The rate, keeping the rate lower is one thing. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Pete in Texas. Hello, Pete.
Oh, 28-17. Green Machine.
Sweet! You're going for the Eagles. Smart, my man, because I think this is... Philly will rock this one. I don't see them losing this one to Big Blue.
No.
I don't see it. You know, it would have been interesting to look at the Cowboy game, but I think the Cowboys will roll over Chicago, especially the way they've been playing, because to me they're playing sort of like with trepidation and you're not really sure either. It's kind of a feeling your way. And this may be when they step up and they need to, and it's Monday night. And so that game would have been kind of interesting, but I think the Eagles Giants game is awesome. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. The big news, in case you didn't hear it, the NFL referees are back to work starting with the Baltimore game on Thursday. They got a deal. I think Monday was the final straw. Roger Goodell and the owners just couldn't let this go on. And then there was talks of boycotts and all this other sort of stuff. But I don't know that you would have had any great response to the boycott. But it wasn't good for the game. So they were smart and they figured it out and cut their deal. Rick in Illinois. Hello, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Let's go with the Giants. 24, Eagles 13.
Did you do that just to go up against me?
No, but last year I told you Giants going to beat the Packers. You, the whole country, laughed at me.
You like to rub it in my face when we're wrong, but you were right. You are. You were right on that one. And now we have real referees, Rick. That's the key thing for this game and for the other games. We have the professionals back, not the lingerie people, not the high school, no offense, referees. Although for them, certainly that's one for the books, isn't it? That they can say that that they did those games. But I wonder if they were starstruck. Maybe that was the problem. Phil in Missouri. Hello, Phil.
Hey, how we doing tonight?
Good. What do you think, Phil?
I'm looking Giants 28-14 over Philly.
Oh, 28-14 Giants.
Yep. I don't like either team, so I dislike the Giants less than I dislike Philly.
Now, why is that? I can't remember. Are you a Cowboy fan?
You betcha.
Oh, that's right. Well, you should be happy. I just said this. The Cowboys, I think, will roll in their Monday night game.
Who knows with Romo?
Romo is the luckiest guy. I said this to someone the other day. He's got a great golf swing, nice guy. He was there, remember, through all the quarterbacks, Quincy Carter and a whole bunch of other quarterbacks. He's there on the bench, and then, boom, okay, it's your turn. And that's why Bill Belichick left. He couldn't take it. He couldn't take it after that bungle in Seattle. And he'll never win a Super Bowl, never.
No. I still want to trade Romo and Jason Garrett for Bill Cowher.
Yeah, that's good. Would you take two for one? Would they do it? Well, see, and Bill Cowher is cut from the same cloth in a sense as Bill Parcells. So that Bill Cowher would be great if he would do it. I don't know that he would. Maybe. Or John Gruden wants to get back to coaching, so what about Gruden? All right, give us a call. You know the number is 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I think we got to step aside and take a break here, and we'll be back with more of Nail the Score. Eagles and the Giants, don't hesitate. Get in now before it's too late at the top of the hour. We're going to hear what Michael Vick has to say about this upcoming game and go to the email as well. Plus, if you call him, we'll go to the calls, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties, including the disaffected and disillusioned among the Republicans and Democrats. Today there's a handful of people in Washington ruining America for 330 million of us. They've kept our nation in a state of perpetual war and increasing unsustainable debt. This small group has presided over the elimination of our Bill of Rights and the systematic dismantling of our freedoms guaranteed us under our Constitution. We the people will never agree on the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Our leaders have blown it. America is better and brighter than this. Be libertarian with me this one time, and I'll prove it to you. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The other day from a guy named John who said, wow, I dig the show. I love that you talk about all kinds of things and politics and what's happening in the world. And I just don't like football. So many of us love football, though, women included. Women aren't excluded from this. But if you don't like football, this is like playing the lottery. You just pick a side. That's what you're just picking a side. And you give me a numerical guess, only you're not in a long line with $5 in your hand, sitting there scribbling out the holes in the card, you know, filling in the numbers. You're just taking a crack at it, you're making a guess at it. That's it. And big news in the NFL, the refs, the real refs are back on the field starting on Thursday. Woohoo! That means no more helmet-to-helmet hits, well, you hope. And no more bungled calls like the one in the end zone. Green Bay, Seattle. Seattle gets a win. Green Bay, sadly, a loss in that one that they should not have gotten. So what's going to happen with the Eagles? Super Bowl champs, the Giants, Vic and the Eagles have had 12 turnovers. 12 turnovers. They were terrible against Arizona. Awful. But Arizona's poker hot. And you know, Philly's not playing great. I don't see great things with Philly. I've seen problems with Vic. I've seen interceptions. I've seen fumbles. It's sickening. It's awful. But and they have to be concerned about the turnovers. However, after a 27-6 loss at home, methinks they're going to bounce back. So that's why I said 24-21 Eagles. You might take a different view of this. Let's hear what you have to say. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Edna in Kansas. Woo, what a special show that you called in. How have you been, Edna?
Oh, I'm okay.
Good. What do you
think,
Edna?
Getting old.
That, you sound great. You don't sound old at all. You sound great. Do you think... you always say the same score. What's your score going to be? Tell everyone.
27-17.
27-17. And are you picking the Eagles?
Yes.
Yay! How about some applause for Edna? Woo-hoo! We are so glad to hear from you. I hope you win. I got my fingers crossed for you, Edna.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. You keep rocking it. You sound wonderful. You sound wonderful. See? That's it. State of mind. How old does Edna sound? I'm thinking she sounds maybe 50 max. 50 max. Edna in Kansas has a chance to knock off Phil and Pete. And Jack down under says the Giants 27-21. So we do definitely have some people that are going against my wishes and picking Big Blue. But... And hey, with that many turnovers, it could be likely that you could see the same nonsense from Michael Vick. Michael Vick talked about the game, in fact, and talked about the significance of playing the Giants. Here he is.
It's very important. It's an NFC East, you know, a rivalry game, and you know, it's a lot at stake. It's two good football teams, you know, kind of know each other real well, and I think it's going to come down to, you know, execution. But it's going to be a great game.
All right, great game. Let's hope. Let's hope it's going to be a great game, Michael Vick, after all the problems that he knows from his position. The things that he's messed up. Now with people pumped up with the regular Zebras back and the chance to have not some crazy lopsided calls at the tail end of the game that affected, of course, arguing about referee calls is a time-honored tradition. I think I said on my Facebook, if you go to my AmericanTonight.net, you can click on my Facebook. I think I said it, that isn't this great? We can argue about the professional calls this time. All right, another game that could be interesting is the 1:30 kick, and I know a lot of this, the people in this audience would be interested in this. New England, they're 1-2. They were victims of some terrible calls, but they take on Buffalo in Buffalo. It's been a strange start out of the gate for them, too. Here's what Brandon Lloyd had to say about New England.
All the games are big. And, you know, it's a divisional game. So it's important. It's about having success on Sundays and again, continuing to practice as best as we can to recreate those situations.
Yeah, recreating the right kind of situations, I think, is what they're looking for. So Ralph Wilson Stadium, that's a wild, that may be some of the best fans, though, fanatical fans that I've seen at Orchard Park. I mean, they will be out there no matter what the temperature is, and they are tailgaters. They are out at the crack of dawn, even if it's a late game. And this game actually isn't too late, but even if it's a later game, they're definitely out there. You don't see any room in that parking lot. All you see is jerseys and people and food, and that's it. It's tough to even get into the front of the stadium. There's so many people that end up tailgating in Buffalo. You know, they always do stories on that, but there's no way to really measure it. You can I guess you could look and eyeball the crowds and you can look at what they're doing, but it's tough to say. There used to be magazines and Sports Illustrated's done it and other sports magazines have done it in the past, and maybe, and I'm sure they'll do it again, but they talk about what are the best sports cities, and a lot of that centers around the football team and then from there. And Buffalo doesn't really, because they've got hockey and football, but they don't really get mentioned as a top 10 city. But when it comes to fans, I think that that's wrong, because I think of all the places, of all the stadiums that I went to, I noticed that they really were head and shoulders that much bigger, that much larger than life, the way the people reacted than any of the other places I had been. Like the Meadowlands is just so big that there's plenty of room to tailgate. People aren't really tripping all over each other, so it's a little bit different than in Buffalo. And the weather is obviously a little bit different, too. All right, so here's the scoop. If you want to get in, you still have some time to do that. Let me give out the digits again. The game of the week, as chosen by our supercomputer, Philadelphia and the New York Giants. Philadelphia and the New York Giants. Philly's been plagued by problems, turnovers, that kind of stuff from Michael Vick. The Giants, of course, won the Super Bowl last year. They're both 2-1. It's the Sunday night game. Sunday night game. East Coast time kicks at 8:20. Sunday night, flip on NBC, and you can watch the outcome to see if you're the winner. So Manning and Vick, NFC East division, you know, rivalry game, that's big. And what's interesting is these two go up against each other. And then the Monday night football game, Dallas is 2-1, and they're taking on Chicago. So somebody's going to be tied with, well, maybe not tied, because one of the Eagles and the Giants, if one of them win and they go up and they have a 3-1 record, Dallas loses, then they would be tied with the other team. They both have 2-1. But the big story too is Arizona, because Arizona has started off 3-0, and they should be 4-0. They have a great shot to do that, since they're taking on Miami at home after the Eagles thumping. I can't imagine much of a letdown there at all. Very, 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 very doubtful. Hey, besides NFL action this weekend, what's really big is the Ryder Cup. It's in Medina. It's being played at Medina. And a who's who of the golf world. What we care about is American pride, because it's the Yanks, the U.S., America, versus Europe. And, you know, you got Tiger Woods. You got every name that you can imagine from the world of golf front and center, the Luke Donalds of the world, the Rory McIlroy, the Irish golfer playing for Europe. And it's a big deal, because it'll be such a long time before you see golf come back to the U.S. for the cup. So the U.S. is trying to win it back. And this is all happening the 25th through the 30th. And the crowds are, I hear, wild. And it's like a almost not a football atmosphere, but it's much different than a golf crowd, let's just say, when you're vying for a Ryder Cup. So it's a match play tournament between teams from our country and Europe. It started all the way back in 1926. They do it every 2 years, and they alternate between the U.S. and Europe. And usually the U.S. or Britain is what happens. And the matches in the past have been fairly even, but the Americans used to dominate after World War II. That's turned around, though, in a very, very big way. We're going to let you hear what some of the players had to say. Plus your calls on Nailing the Score, 855-266-8, 855-266-5283.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the Freeze-Dry Guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House Survival Buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House Survival Buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Bucks barely down the street, pull way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. The sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one down, and another one down. Another one bites the dust, yeah.
All right, will the Eagles be able to say another one bites the dust and take that 3-1 edge, or will that honor go to the Giants? It's been a very strange start of the season, but, you know, you always have to get your sea legs. Usually it doesn't take this long. And with the replacement referees, it's changed a bunch of the games and even the speed of some of the games. And I think with the regular refs back, this will make a big difference, in, of course, in some of the outcomes, without a doubt. So the game of the week that was chosen, Eagles and the Giants. You can weigh in at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, or americatonight.net. There's always at least six or seven people who send in emails. We've got a bunch of those that we'll get to so that you know those scores. And don't have the same score, because the one thing here is, at least we'd never intentionally allow it, we want to have different scores. Otherwise, everybody would pile on one or two scores, so that the idea is you can't take the numbers that somebody else has. It's just that easy. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. 83. All right, let's go to Alan, who's listening to us in the great state of Missouri. Hi, Alan.
Hello.
What do you think, Al? What do you, who do you like? Do you like the Eagles? Do you like
the
Giants?
Eagles. I think the Eagles are going to do it. 31-13.
31-13. Oh, Alan, I hope you win. You're now my favorite caller. I love it. 31-13.
Nail the score. Nail the score. That's what we want to do.
All right. I hope you nail the score. Good luck. I love it. I love it because they need a big turnaround. You know, Alan could be right. Sometimes after all that pent-up frustration for Michael Vick, it might shake it loose, get the cobwebs loose. He wouldn't be fumbling and won't be turning over the ball the way he was. It's in front of the home crowd again after a horrific loss. The fans are always tough about that. I mean, they're known for that. So I think the crowd gets behind him. They get on the board early. Who knows? You know, maybe he's onto something. Maybe it's not, you know, maybe it'll help them. It'll help Michael Vick anyway and his offensive line. The Eagles are a mystery. They look like world beaters for a few plays, and then it looks like Andy Reid went back to the first plays he ever called when he became a coach, when he became the coach of the Eagles, and they have no clue how to execute that, the plays that he's calling. I love it when he covers up his big mustache with the, you know, he's got his little list of plays, and I think, just keep it out there, because who cares? Maybe something will change and we'll have different results. You know, how's that? All right, so I mentioned the Ryder Cup. I want to make sure that you hear a little bit about the Ryder Cup just quickly. I gave you some of the traditions. I think it's so, so cool. Oh, I had a chance to be there and I couldn't do it, or man, that's where I'd be right now. The last time that they played, Europe won 14.5 to 13.5, because remember, it's match play. The last time in Valhalla in 2008, it was exciting. The U.S. won. It was just a blowout. And then before that, Europe. So Europe really held this thing from 2002 all the way to 2008. So it was a big deal. 2008 was huge for the Americans. All right, here's a couple of blokes talking about what else? The Ryder Cup. Luke Donald and Rory McIlroy on the cup.
The people are very welcoming and friendly. I just love the culture of Chicago. It offers so much. It is a sporting town as well, which appeals to me. I think that the city uses the lake in a great way. You feel like you're almost, on a sea or an ocean. You know, what it really comes down to is the players have to play well on the day. The captains can only do so much. They can try and make sure they get the pairings correct, the order of the pairings, making you feel comfortable. But in the end, you just have to go out and play your best, and you've got to putt well.
I'd be very comfortable playing all five matches. I'd also be very comfortable, you know, if he wanted to rest me or leave me out one or two of the sessions. I'm more than happy to play all five.
Yeah, and you know, it is about those matches. The Ryder Cup. Think of 8 o'clock in the morning. Get up, drink your coffee, watch some Ryder Cup. Tiger is taking the blame, he says, for the U.S. Ryder Cup struggles. So I think he's trying to take the lead rather than the blame and get people to kind of rally around the U.S. team. But the Americans have definitely struggled. In the President's Cup, they seem okay. And in the other World Cup, they seem okay. But there's something about the Europeans, this format. I mentioned how many times the Europeans had won it in a row. So let's hope on this awesome course that America's able to do it. And he's struggled. I mean, he's struggled when he's played sometimes with match play, and that's why he's blaming himself that he hasn't played as well, because a lot of this has to do with your partner, and it's just the way you strike the ball. It's just the right position, and I think it's partly the comfort and how familiar you are with the person that you're with, so you can read and play off of each other, and then you know which one, you know, ultimately, you know, you're going to walk away with that point, and that's obviously the idea. All right, here the idea is to nail the score. Then you walk away with the swag bag from America tonight. And the game that we're talking about is the Eagles and the Giants. The Eagles just got throttled by Arizona. Do they bounce back in front of their home crowd with a huge score, or at least a win? Luke in Illinois. Hello, Luke.
Hello.
What do you think, Luke? Who do you like?
I like the Eagles.
What score?
31-17.
31-17. Luke, yep. good for you, because you think that you're thinking just like Allen did. Maybe they bust it wide open, and the two of you are vying for the right to nail the score. Good luck to you. So 31. That's pretty high scoring for what we've seen, but not impossible. If you look back at some of the great Eagles games, they were high scoring, and that's the idea with Vic, because Vic scrambles. So he's a guy that can run. If he gets stuck, he's going to move. And there will be pressure on him, especially in the beginning, to come out to a quick start at the link with all the crowd pushing for the Eagles. But they'll quickly, I don't want to say turn, but they'll quickly get bored with it all. And the crowd just kind of is pulled out of it. Not as much as at other places, but I think they get very, very bored with it when they start to see fumbles and turnovers and, you know, the comedy of errors that sometimes has ensued with Philly. 12 turnovers is incredible. That's just way too high going into the fourth game of the year, and lots of fumbles. There seems to be a big problem with Michael Vick holding on to the ball. All right, we have a bunch of emails, and you can still do that right to the top of the hour, americatonight.net. This one from Jennings, who says, go, Allen, go. I say 31-14. I love it. You guys are surrounding the number 31-14. Here's one from The Snake. The Snake says, love the show. Dig Nail the Score. Going to try to call in next time around. But for Nail the Score this week, Kate, I'm going with your Eagles. I say 27-7. 27-7. I think that the Giants are going to be the ones struggling this time around by losing the ball, and the Eagles will take advantage. Well, let's hope so, because defensively, when they've been given the chances, they have not taken the advantage of it. But, you know, in football, no lead is safe. And offensively, defensively, whatever you have to do to get those points on the board. Hey, thanks to everybody who called in. And also, I know some of you have all written in, and I'll get to all of those emails with your scoring guesses. Good luck, everybody. I hope somebody nails the score.
Safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.